Scientists within Europe are able to move between countries for postdocs, fellowships, and jobs, usually without too much hassle. But scientists coming from outside Europe have had to deal with different visa and work permit procedures for each of the European Union's 27 countries. Science Careers contributing editor Kate Travis has more on what the European Union is doing to lessen the burden on scientists.
A few years ago, the European Commission adopted a directive mandating that countries streamline the residence permit application process for scientists. The directive, commonly and mistakenly referred to as the scientific visa, went into effect 6 months ago. Last week, I spoke with Massimo Serpieri about the directive. He explained how it's streamlining the process for scientists coming into Europe for a job, a conference, or a short-term research project. Serpieri is a policy officer in the Research Directorate of the European Commission.
Thank you very much for speaking with me today, Mr. Serpieri.
My pleasure.
From the European Commission's perspective, what exactly is the scientific visa?
The scientific visa is, let's say, a familiar way. It technically is not correct anyhow. It's being used worldwide to define a set of legal measures aimed at simplifying and speeding up the admission and visa procedures and residence permit obtention for third country researchers coming to the EU.
Can you tell me what you mean by third country?
All non-European countries, so every country apart from the 27 new countries.
Can you tell me a little bit about the directive that was implemented in 2005 regarding the scientific visa?
Yeah, the directive is the core part of the package, which is, for sake of clarity, composed of this directive plus two recommendations. The directive is about the setting up of, hopefully, a simplified mechanism where through an agreement between, let's say, a short contract between the third country researcher, let's say a Chinese researcher who wishes to come to Europe to do research, and the host institution, let's say, I don't know, La Sorbonne, they agree about a research project, and in this short contract, the host institution certifies that the researcher has the necessary, the required qualification, and has also is in possession of financial means to live in the country concerned, in this case France. On that hosting agreement, this is the name of this contract, a very simplified, a way to establish relationship between the two parts, the migration authorities are, let's say, obliged to deliver the residence permit. Obliged, of course, provided that all the various security aspects are checked. Of course, this goes without saying. There are two recommendations which are part of this scientific visa package. But one is particularly important of the two, which is the recommendation on simplifying the short-term visa procedures. This is very important to underline that this recommendation is about not long-term residence permit, which means for to stay in Europe for more than 3 months, but concerns short-term visa to stay for up to 3 months. Just to take the same example, the Chinese researcher who only wants to come to attend a conference in whatever country in Europe to be able to do so without having to attend long queues at the consular offices, without being asked to produce a long list of supporting documents, letters of invitation or whatever documents which are very time-consuming for him, her, usually, and anyhow are not consistent with the idea we want to give that Europe is open to the country research and then we welcome them.
What were some of the visa problems that scientists from outside Europe were facing when they came to work within Europe?
Problems are related to, in some cases, the length of the procedure. And, of course, this idea is to speed up through this mechanism the length of the procedure, which means also trying to simplify the supporting documents required to apply for a residence permit, for instance, or also for a visa. Also, the directive states that these people should enjoy full equal treatment vis-à-vis nationals in various areas such as working conditions, social security. So any risk of having a sort of social dumping, let's say, by hiring researchers from developing countries and paying him less than the national researcher for the same job should be prevented.
What was the European Commission's motivation for recommending that countries adopt some form of a scientific visa?
Let's say various, first of all, the great disparity, divergences between the systems, which is a weakness, for instance, in comparison with other, let's say, research competitors, such as, of course, US. In some cases, for one reason or another, we got information that the concerned research had to wait a lot, months and months. So this discouraged, in some cases, even good or young or senior researchers to come. The idea is to improve the working environment for researchers, so to provide better career perspectives, to facilitate mobility, because these are concrete ways to be coherent with the overall Lisbon goals to make our economy the most competitive and the knowledge-based economy. And this is a recognition of the key role played by scientists, researchers, for driving, I mean, the economy, the economic growth. Let's say in a macro way, a sort of international competition to attract best researchers at the end of the day.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Serpieri.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was contributing editor Kate Travis talking with Massimo Serpieri about how the European Union is working to improve scientists' mobility into and within Europe. Read more about it online at sciencecareers.org.